the coaches. Implement's not the word I'm looking for.
I think indict.
Link. They don't want to give up the coach's identity, but they call him Coach Mac.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You want to be a beast at lifting, at football, at anything in life, you need to have big testicular fortitude. Look at me. I may have a small penis.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I don't know why he would want the attention.
Hey, he's a grower, not a shower.
On 1340 WKGN.
Isn't it kind of dangerous, I ask? What are the side effects? As he then snatched it away, looked at the label, his eyes grew wide. Oh dear, it says here that side effects may include getting huge with occasional bouts of manliness. He said he had struggled gaining some weight. Coach Mac asked him, do you know why I eat so many bananas? He says, have you ever seen a small gorilla?
Hour two kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour two headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, Cody.
Ex-Auburn coach Tommy Tuberville.
Oh, boy, that was a fun read on the internet today.
Went down and won the Alabama Senate race in the GOP primary for the Alabama Senate seat. So he's the GOP guy. I guess he hasn't won the whole thing yet.
No, that's heating up today. I don't know if you saw the internet, but the Democrats of Alabama coming out guns blazing versus Tommy Tuberville.
The Democrats of Alabama?
Yeah.
I didn't figure there was a party for them.
And they won the last race, I believe, didn't they?
Democrats won Alabama?
Did they not? Did they not go
There's up? No way in hell.
Did they not go up and beat?
Did they?
I thought they beat the guy that was like a pedophile. Remember,
I thought the pedophile still won.
No, I thought they barely edged him out. Did they not?
Well, it probably took that guy.
For, well, that's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, obviously.
For the Democrats to win, though.
Yes, Alabama, obviously, a very red state.
I would say Tommy Tuberville is going to beat whoever the Democrat is, I would guess.
Well, I think that's the thought process. But am I wrong? Didn't...
Yeah, the pedophile lost.
Yeah, the pedophile, he barely lost, but he
the
lost.
The headline was accused pedophile flames out of GOP race.
Yeah.
Roy Moore.
Yeah, Roy
That's
Moore
who it was.
Took the
yeah,
L.
I remember that guy. I remember that now. Who did he lose to? Who was the guy that beat him? I assume it was the guy. Yeah, it's no big deal. Well, I'm sure Tommy Tuberville will beat that guy. But what do you do if you're an Alabama fan?
I mean, that's what I was wanting to bring up. I want to find the tweets they had because the tweets they were firing off.
Torn.
Doug Jones was the Democratic incumbent there.
Doug Jones. I imagine if you're a big Alabama fan, but you're also Republican, you're probably kind of between a rock and a hard place here.
Here's some tweets from Alabama Democrats. He lost his last Iron Bowl 36-0. Collects millions of dollars in pension money from hardworking Alabamians and built investors. What does built mean? What does the verb built mean? Do they mean milked? It said
Are
built.
You saying built? B-U-I-L-T? No,
B-I-L-K-E-D.
Built. Bilked.
Yeah.
Bilked. I don't know what that is.
It's a Google question.
I thought maybe it was milked. I don't know. And built investors based on their trust in his investment advice.
Bilked Seems means negative. Obtain or withhold money from someone by the seat or without justification.
So basically
he pulled a Fugazi.
I kind of like to milk money from somebody a little bit. But yeah, okay, so.
Pulled a Fugazi on.
That's a nice new word.
Pulled built, wool over their eyes.
So basically he got investors because they trusted, just because of his name, basically.
Yeah.
Tubbs, Doug's going to run through you like Fred Talley at an 11 a.m. Jefferson Pilot game. Hashtag one Alabama. Tommy Tuberville said he'd leave Ole Miss, quote, in a pine box. Days later, he left for Auburn. Never told his players goodbye. At Auburn, he had a wondering guy every year. At Texas Tech, he dissed a recruit during dinner to leave for Cincinnati. Wonder who he's lying to now. Senator Jones got justice for four little girls murdered during church by the Klan. Tommy Tuberville thought a one-game suspension was enough when one of his players raped a little girl. Which one cares more about your daughter's future?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You, scared of your own shadow, can an incumbent Democratic senator win a red state? Us, ready to storm hell with a super soaker, Tuberville couldn't score a touchdown for 2 weeks with four first-rounders on his offense. He also lost to Alabama. Hashtag one Alabama. Well, so, he also lost to Vanderbilt. Hashtag one Alabama.
Oh, my God. That's Alabama Democrats saying that stuff?
Yes, that is the Alabama Democrats' Twitter account.
I want to know what the Alabama Republicans are saying.
No, I mean, I know, but I'm just saying they are basically taking his football records into account and just calling him a loser and saying he always wanted to leave and find greener pastures. And the one part about the one-game suspension for a player who raped a girl, and they said emphasize little girl, so I don't know if it was a minor or what. I mean, they make it sound like a minor, but I...
What school was he at when that happened?
Auburn. Or actually, I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says... it doesn't say. It just says Tommy Tuberville thought a one-game suspension was enough when one of his players raped a little girl, which seems crazy. But, you know, he's got an uphill battle, obviously, trying to win... Or trying to, excuse me, the incumbent Senator Jones has a uphill battle trying to win the state versus any Republican. But, yeah, Tommy Tuberville, I don't know how Alabama fans feel about him. I would imagine they probably, what do you identify more as down there, an Alabama fan or a Democrat or Republican? Probably an Alabama fan, right?
I don't know. I don't know. There's going to be some people that are torn, I'm sure.
It was a 15-year-old girl.
Mm.
So not necessarily little, not necessarily like little, but definitely not grown and definitely should have been more than a one-game suspension and seems crazy. Was the guy a player at?
That was in 99.
Yeah. When he had been at Ole Miss at that time?
Also, yeah. It was when he had just got to Auburn.
Oh, he had just gotten to Auburn?
Yeah, he left Ole Miss following the 98 season. So I guess it was the 99 offseason, so after his first year in Auburn. And it says, yeah, he chose the dude ended up pleading down to a misdemeanor after having a second-degree rape charge. But, Tuberville chose to limit his punishment to a one-game suspension. And the Wikipedia page says this decision has been criticized by multiple sources and journalists during his 2020 Senate campaign.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, like, I think it's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when you start running for public office, everything is on the table, right? Like, every decision you've ever made, you know, you're going to run a state, so how did you run? How have you ran your businesses or your programs or whatever you want to call them? And seems like a black eye on Tony.
It does seem the standards have been laxed a little bit.
Yeah, he's also got the thing of being involved in the movement to ban Confederate flags at Ole Miss games.
Okay, so that's a positive.
Yeah.
Even though it's probably
it doesn't cancel out the other one, but
No. And it was probably just for recruiting purposes,
There's another headline that says inconsolable Jeff Sessions tries to commit suicide by smoking joint. That's from The Onion. The Onion doesn't miss, man.
Yeah, The Onion's good.
They're so good. They're still so good.
There was one today that was like, depression has been shown to be linked to not being able to go inside a Hard Rock Cafe during the pandemic.
They're so good.
Y'all watch The Blind Side? They ask on Alabama Democrats, the guy who played Tubbs' assistant was actually his business partner. TS Capital was a Ponzi scheme set up by Tuberville and Stroud. He can't play act his way out of this. Yeah, they are after his head.
They're coming at him, aren't they?
Yeah, they're after Tuberville, and he lost to Vanderbilt and didn't score a touchdown.
Which
for
may
two.
Be the most egregious thing of the whole
thing. Still go with the one-game suspension for the rape thing.
For
but
the rape.
Scoring, what they say, no touchdowns in 2 weeks with four first-round picks, that seems kind of bad, too.
Yeah. I don't know if that should affect his, his political bid. But.
Can he get things done? I don't know. Can he get things done?
Couldn't against Vanderbilt. The MMA fighter, Jarrell Shepard, is dead at 30. Are you familiar with him? You ever heard of this guy?
Jerome Shepard?
Jarrell.
Jarrell Shepard? No.
Jarrell.
Jarrell?
J-A-H-R-E-A-U.
No.
Jarrell. Well, he's dead. Apparently, he got stabbed at his own birthday party. That's a bad way to go out.
Man, who are you inviting to your birthday party if it's going to stab you?
I don't know. He died in London after being stabbed at his own party. He was 30 years old.
UFC fighter losing a fight. What?
Let's see. He died on the scene. Officers and paramedics attended to him, tried to stop the bleeding. They could not. His mother was there. Oh, that's sad. One eyewitness said she was shouting, "Please keep going. Please save my baby." Oh, God, this is horrible. She was screaming and wailing. It was horrible to watch. I can't read these stories once I hear about the mother being involved. That's very sad.
Yeah, it said mother and small children were there.
That's tough.
Mm. I can read about a gruesome death all day, but when it talks about the mother screaming, I just can't. I can't do it anymore.
I don't think he's fought.
It makes me think of if I was stabbed, and I think about my mother, and it gets to me. It hurts. Hurts to think about. It would probably hurt worse to be stabbed, but also to think about the reaction from your family while you're getting stabbed, you know? Ah, my baby! You know, it's just horrible. Well, what else we got here? Hotel security was sent to Jimmy Butler's Disney room after complaints of a loud basketball dribbling.
Ball is life, man. Jimmy Butler has to get that work in.
Can they have complaints about that? Isn't everybody a basketball player there? Like,
yeah, they're probably ready to sleep. They're probably tired of Jimmy Butler bouncing the ball.
Jimmy Butler's a hard worker.
He was probably just bouncing it to make people mad.
He's a hard worker.
No throwing it off the walls, off the ceilings. He was probably just doing everything he could with it.
No days off. According to Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, hotel security responded to a complaint that someone kept hearing a loud bumping coming from Jimmy Butler's room. And they found that it was him. He was just dribbling his basketball.
Do you think they thought they were going to walk in on him with a woman?
I don't know.
Was it the snitch hotline or was it just a hotel front desk? Like,
sources said the security guard went over to investigate, found the room, knocked on the door. Who opened? It was Miami Heat forward Jimmy Butler, drenched in sweat with practice gear on from head to toe. He was dribbling throughout his room the whole night. So even during quarantine, Jimmy Butler still getting his practice sessions.
Hey, Miami Heat are ready.
Seems like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shaq helped a lady stranded on the side of the highway.
Good job by Officer Shaq.
The Big Diesel made sure the driver... The Big Diesel? Is that a common nickname for Shaq?
Diesel is. Is it Big Diesel? I'm not...
The Big Diesel made sure the...
The Big Diesel? Okay, yeah. I've heard of Diesel. The Big Diesel, yeah, that probably checks out.
Shaq was commended for being a good Samaritan. He helped a Florida driver stand it on the side of the road. The woman was going down the interstate. Her tire blew out. You never want that to happen. It was an unexpected accident for the driver. But it was more unexpected. The first person who came to help her, Shaq was driving down the same highway. He saw the woman pull onto the side of the road. And
we're going to be so disappointed when we find out in a month that this was just a Papa John's commercial.
Oh, no.
And that Shaq was just out here doing
the general insurance commercial.
Can you imagine, though, blowing out your tire? He's
fake talking to some animated character.
Yeah, we'll help her, and then we'll get her to switch to the general to save some time.
Who are you talking to?
Just for the record, Basketball Reference, his page, you know, they always list nicknames. Yeah. Just goes with Diesel. Just Big Aristotle, Diesel, Superman, Shaq Fu, Shaq Daddy, and Warrior.
Shaq Daddy.
I guess they left off the Big Cactus. I do remember the Big Cactus when he was in Phoenix. And they also include just Shaq under nicknames as well.
Well, yeah. It is short for Shaquille.
Who would be weirder? I'd read a story like this one time about The Undertaker stopping to help someone change a flat. Who would be weirder? Like The Undertaker, like mid-2000s, or Shaq coming to help you change a tire?
Is The Undertaker on his motorcycle?
I think he, like, this is when he lived his gimmick, so he probably was on his motorcycle.
I would rather see the Undertaker as the American Badass coming to help me than I would the Dead Man.
Yeah.
Him just walking up really slow. Are you ever going to get here? Just, you know, that slow walk he did to the ring.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm watching.
If you're gonna help me, just come on.
Boom.
Got Paul Bearer with him, just holding up.
Boom.
And
oh yes, he's coming. He's coming to change your tire.
Could you?
Yes.
Could you find me a jack, please? If you're gonna help, help. You've been walking toward me for 20 minutes.
He's the Undertaker!
Then he chokeslams you on the hood and sets your car on fire.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Pops and Hollers offers 100. From NFL Now, all quiet between the Cowboys and Dak Prescott. Seems as if Dak Prescott is going to have to go out and win another bet on himself. How do we feel about Dak Prescott and his chances this year to play himself into a huge, huge extension.
I mean, he's got the weapons. He's got the weapons for it. So, I mean, if he doesn't, I think you can use that in negotiating if you're the Cowboys. Because you'd be like, hey, we drafted you a first-round receiver. You got Amari Cooper. You got Michael Gallup. Like, that's a pretty good threesome of receivers. So, yeah, I feel like it's you got to ball out if you're him. I mean, you have to.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is like, it does seem like he has a lot of pressure on his shoulders this year because there are no excuses.
Yep. I mean, Coon's already crowned him NFC champion, so.
See something funny?
Somebody did a they made one of those bots, you know, like come up with stuff.
Oh, what were they
doing? It was a debate between Trump and Biden.
Please send me that.
He said he forced a bot to watch over 1,000 hours of Donald Trump and Joe Biden interviews and then asked it to write a debate between them, and it is gold. It is gold, as you would expect.
I love those. Those are my favorite things.
I'll send it to you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
You seem like you had a good hearty laugh about it.
There was something about Joe Biden said, like, hogwash, and then I wash my hogs or something. It was pretty funny. I just sent it to you guys.
Cam, don't read it yet. Read it during the commercial break.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Read it during the commercial break.
Just professional here.
Just send it to you guys.
Please.
Yeah, Dak Prescott, lots of pressure. Cody crowned him as a champion already.
Crowned him as a champion, and he is having to go out and bet on himself. But, like, at the same time, you know, Dak is going to have a roster and an offense that has a lot of talent on it.
Yeah.
So, like, what are the expectations? Like, it needs to be a top five offense, right?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, you would expect it to be.
And I would say you also probably need to win some games, right? Like, I mean, you're going to have to make
the
playoffs.
I think you got to win the division this year.
Now, I mean, granted, if the defense is just trash and, like, the offense is doing all they can, like, there's room for a wiggle there. But
did they they got that safety from LSU? Is that who they drafted? Second round?
Oh, the second round? I don't know.
Delpit? Was that the guy?
They had a really good draft. So that might have – I don't know. I know they had – a really good draft.
Yeah, I was surprised he slid that far. That's the guy they got. I mean, that was their biggest hole was, I think, at safety. I mean, Jeff Heath wasn't ever anything special back there. So,
Plus, they were losing.
They got Trevon Diggs, the Bama corner.
Okay. They needed a corner, too. Yeah. But
they drafted a couple corners. So, the defense is the biggest issue, but like you said, I think the offense has to be top five. Like,
but ultimately, like, I mean, is there any real risk here for Dak? I mean, what are the chances that next year they replace him? Like, if anything, I would be worried. Well, I don't know. If anything, I would be worried about struggling starting and then Andy Dalton coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Andy Dalton is in the wing there, like.
Is that a realistic threat there that Andy Dalton could come in and snake him and be last year's Ryan Tannehill?
I don't think they'd go with Andy Dalton. Like, I think Andy Dalton would be all right in that system because they have a lot of talent. Like,
sure.
I think he just, wasn't ever terrible in Cincinnati. He just wasn't anything special.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Andy Dalton is their plan for the future either. Yeah. But, I mean, it is a similar situation where you had – it's kind of similar to Marcus Mariota, same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dak's been better than Mariota, don't get me wrong. But, there's no long-term investment there, and you're one bad stretch of play away from a team that, Mike McCarthy, I would imagine he came there to coach Dak, you mm-hmm. would think, right? Because new coach, you could say he's not married to him, it's not his guy, but you would think that was a big part of why he got the job is he sold Jerry Jones when I can turn Dak Prescott into Aaron Rodgers light. I mean, not going to be as good as Aaron Rodgers, but I could turn him into a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. So you would think that investment would be there, yet there's no long-term deal there. So what happens if he isn't great?
Yeah, I guess this would be a hypothetical. Say they go 2-2 to start the year, Dak gets hurt, Dalton comes in, and they go 6-0 for
a run. Oh, yeah, for sure. If Dak gets hurt, all bets are off. Yeah, if Dak gets hurt, all bets are off because they do have a competent enough quarterback that, like you said, could mm-hmm. come in, they could do some things, and it might be at the point where, he gets Romo'd a little bit, where Romo, the same thing with him. Like, he couldn't get the keys mm-hmm. back from Dak because Dak had them at, 13-3 or whatever they were.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's worst-case scenario for Dak. And, Like, I don't think, like, I think, yeah, he's the guy they're going to end up going with long term. Just, I mean.
But, because, I mean, I don't think they're, I mean, like, this last class of quarterbacks was probably the year to make a switch if you were going to make a switch. Like, we had some guys, relatively big names out on the market in terms of, you know, Cam and Jameis and Bridgewater and things like that. And you stood steady with Dak. So I doubt the quarterback situation next year will be as good. I mean, you'll have Cam Newton in New England, but one would think if he is
Jameis
good in New
England. Jameis will probably be a free agent again.
One would think if he is good in New England that he will keep that job in New England. And if Jameis is good, like, you would think New Orleans doesn't let him walk next year. Like, I mean, whether or not they give him a starting job or starter money, like, they would probably give him at least at the worst when Drew Brees retires, you would think. If Jameis Winston hasn't set that locker room on fire, they would at least give him the option of competing for the job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Taysom Hill's the future there.
Like, I mean, like, I wouldn't even think it would just be 1v1 there for the job. You would think they would draft a quarterback, too, but they would give Jameis a shot at it.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think Dak's job is ultimately really, really safe. It's just really weird why they wouldn't go ahead and get this deal done, but if you're Dak, maybe you bet on yourself and the salary cap situation gets itself worked out, then you cash in next year.
Yeah, like you said, like if he does ball out this year, he'll get a lot of money. But if he does, for some reason, like, struggle with all of his talent, I think, like, he'll still get, get the deal, but I think it just really hurts his money.
Sure.
And, I mean, that's just so much leverage for the Cowboys. You're like, hey, we tried to build the team around you, and you didn't get it done. So,
but what does that say, though? Because, I mean, by all accounts, Dak was a top 7-ish quarterback last year, right?
Yeah.
And he bet on himself last year, and then he didn't get the money this year. Like, he's playing under the franchise tag. He didn't get the long-term deal. And it to me, like, we've only seen this happen one other time that I can think of with quarterbacks, right? Was that not Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
I'd just start throwing picks till Jerry pays me.
Just start taking a knee?
I'd say
listen. Go out there, I'm kneeling down.
I'd say, listen, Jerry, I'm going to make damn sure we lose every single game we play until you pay me. And that's that.
And then Dalton's going to come in and be like, all right, I'll take the job.
Yeah, that's probably what would happen.
I do think Dalton is feisty enough where he could, you know, he could be fine in that system with, you know, that offensive line and those. I mean, I've always kind of liked Dalton.
I think he's a solid mid-level starter.
He is perfectly average somewhere. Yeah. He's the 18th to 20th best quarterback in the league, and sometimes that's good enough.
Yeah, especially if you have the talent they're supposed to have. Like,
right.
You should be able to manage that, like, hand it off to Zeke, make some easy throws to your receivers, keep it moving, and just hope the defense holds up enough. But
have there been any other quarterback situations like that, though? Because I feel like, you know, there are very few quarterbacks that actually have to go through and play on the franchise tag, especially after balling out. And the only one I can think of was Kirk Cousins, where they basically franchise tagged him 2 years in a row because they weren't sold on him. And guess what ended up happening? They ended up trading him or letting him walk to Minnesota. I don't even know if they traded him. They just let him go to Minnesota.
Yeah, I think he just walked, yeah.
They franchise tagged him 2 years, like, all right, we're good
was
with
that
you.
When then they brought in Alex Smith,
but they traded, you know, they traded you know, for Alex Smith out of Kansas City, obviously. Mm-hmm. They just gave up a defensive back, I believe.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe you just wait and like some of the, you know, year from now, 2 years from now, maybe you make a move or you have a better quarterback option. So maybe Dak's going to try to keep maximizing his guaranteed money every year, because that's what happens when you play on the franchise tag. Like, you can, if you play on it more than 1 year, you start guaranteeing yourself big time guaranteed money.
Yep.
And if you're him, you're like, I'll always have a spot in the league just because quarterback is a sparse position and I can play it as good as all but like 3 or 4 people in the world.
Yeah, and I mean, teams are so hesitant to ever drop a solid quarterback. Like,
sure.
Even if you're just slightly above average, they're worried about, like, well, what if the next guy we bring in is worse than that? So
sure.
They kind of get stuck.
But usually the only way they really make a move is if somebody gets a shot and takes your job. Because, I mean, like, the Titans were scared to move on from Mariota until, you know, Tannehill came in, and it was just obvious that he was better. Now, obviously, like I said, Dak is in a better situation than that, but the pressure is on him to perform well, you know, for a good portion of the year.
Dak has a great opportunity too, because you got to realize all the good quarterbacks, or the few quarterbacks who are better than him, or the potential up and comers like the Tuas and the Burrows, all those guys are in the AFC. You know, so other than, and the guys in the NFC, Brady Breeze on their last leg. So other than maybe Russell Wilson, I mean, he's got the potential of being the best quarterback in the NFC moving forward, you know? And, I mean, because Rodgers is on his last leg. Breeze, Brady, they're all on their last leg.
I would say that he's still probably 3 years away from that at least, though, right? I mean, with Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is the only one who, to me.
And your point, the changing of the guard is there. Like, Dak should be number two in the NFC. Like, it should be, like, you know, in Seattle, like, we'll see what happens with the roster. Like, Dak is set up for the best long-term success.
In 3 years, maybe number one.
Right.
I mean, you know,
and
I mean,
and
I
when you look at the roster even now in Seattle, like, I don't think it's good enough around Russell. So,
Dallas's roster is better.
And you say,
now some would maybe argue.
Not a great coach either. So, like,
some maybe would argue that Kyler in 3 years could catch Dak.
Yeah.
Like, some people really like Kyler. I am not completely sold on Kyler as being elite.
I do need to see more from him, but
but
the potential.
But people had him top seven, top eight, like, coming into this year. And I'm not quite ready to do that just yet. Although, you know, we'll see what happens now with DeAndre Hopkins, and maybe his game goes to another level, and they do have the weapons, and Kingsbury is an offensive coach. But, you know, Dak should be in position, Cody, like you said, to be one of the two or three best NFC quarterbacks for the foreseeable future.
Well, we always talk about the window closing on guys, but we rarely mention the window opening. I think the window is opening for Dak. I think his window, he's going to have a period of time here where he's going to have a really good team around him. I think McCarthy is a good guy to have as your coach. Like, I think his window is opening to where the Cowboys could try to have some big success in the next 3 to 4 years, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Eagles fans are yelling about Carson Wentz being better than Dak as well.
They're almost seem like hand in hand right now, but, like, I mean, Wentz has to stay healthy and actually make the play, like, play in the playoffs. Like,
make it through a game, right? Yeah, I mean, like, he hasn't made it through a playoff game yet, right?
I don't hear any
Derrick Henry had as
yelling.
Many passing yards as Carson Wentz last year in the playoffs.
Maybe their mouths are full of cheesesteaks.
Is he passing yards?
Burn. Yeah.
Carson Wentz only had like 3 yards?
Yeah.
So he had more touchdowns?
I saw that stat. He had more touchdowns.
I
saw it like the other day and I was like, geez.
Why don't you yell a little more? Maybe you can crack the Liberty Bell all the way. Burn. Sick burn.
God, why don't you run up the Rocky steps?
Yeah. Why don't you yell at Rocky? See if he'll come back down. Got him again. Philly fans. I don't want to hear anything about Philly fans.
You done?
Yeah, they're not even going to have fans in the stadium.
Booing their own team.
You have any more for them?
Yeah, fly Eagles fly right into the side of a mountain. Got him again.
Keep going.
I'm running out of references. Quakers. Good oatmeal. Yep, see, I'm out.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important part of your family.
This segment is brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN. I did that. I'm going to play, and I got 15% off of my booking. KraftAxeThrowing.com. It's a good night out, or you can do it with some team building. You can go online and book your lanes today. KraftAxeThrowing.com. Promo code FANRUN, one word. Anything you want to power rank on the way out? We haven't done a power rankings in a while.
Well, off the top of my head, no.
Anything you want added into, like, the last edition of Overrated and Underrated you'll ever play?
I don't know. When you put it like that, it's kind of sad.
Victor Oladipo, I think, has gotten kind of bullied into playing in this bubble. He had originally been the biggest name, saying, I'm not playing, I don't feel good, I'm worried about my money type of thing. He's a free agent coming up, due for a big extension. And basically the Pacers have come out and be like, yeah, we're kind of dumbfounded by this. When we see him in practice, he looks really good and really healthy. So now he has pretty much realized he's been bullied into playing, and also didn't want to give up that $3 million salary that he was going to have to give up over these next couple games. And he says there is a possibility he could play. He's just reassessing himself and his body every day. So it's trending towards him actually trying to play for the Pacers, which is kind of wild to see, as they have bullied him successfully into reconsidering sitting out. Cody, your thoughts?
I don't really have any. Victor Oladipo.
Okay.
Nah, I don't have any.
Fair enough.
Do you know where he played college ball?
Indiana.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Wow.
You think I'm some kind of schmuck?
I was just wondering.
Wow, Cam. Oof. Tough look for you, buddy.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering.
Real tough look for Cam.
Trying to make Cody look smart on this last week. Sorry.
You know where Draymond Green played?
Michigan State.
Now we're even. Now we're even.
Good job by you guys.
You know where Aaron Kraft played?
Ohio State and then in the TBT tournament.
There you go.
Keep going.
You're killing it.
We're keep just going, guys.
Keep doing Big Ten schools.
Random.
Yeah. See who can stump.
All right, here's one
for you. See who can stump the other with the most obvious name. That's the name of the game.
Here's one for you. Paul Posluszny.
Ooh. We have switched sports, by the way.
I bet Cam doesn't remember that one.
I do
we have
not,
switched sports?
Off the top of my head.
Wow.
It sounds like a Notre Dame player.
I don't even know Paul Posluszny.
Close. Penn State.
Okay. That makes sense, too.
I know you'd know.
Sorry, I don't associate with that university.
Guy didn't even watch football in 06.
I don't associate with that university. I wiped him from my mind. I'm sorry.
I don't support them.
No,
Posluszny was gone by the time that.
That was like mid-2000s.
Oh, was he a linebacker?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a great linebacker.
Okay, I do remember that.
He played for the Jaguars for a bit, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that guy.
Keep going, Cam. Who do you got? You got
Russell Westbrook.
Ooh.
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, no. This could be the winner.
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, no. You came with Paul Posluszny, and now you're choking?
I mean, no. I mean, so far, Cam's got one L.
Maybe I'll get one. I specifically said that the point of the game was to stump the other with the most obvious name.
You're going to tell me Russell Westbrook
is more popular than Paul Posluszny.
More well-known than Paul Posluszny?
Yes, I will say
that. Why don't you go to State College and ask him?
One was a top five pick. The other was second round, 34th overall.
Jesus, where did Russell Westbrook play?
Played at Buffalo first. Did go to Jacksonville. Okay. Well, did play at Jacksonville for an 11-year career.
I remember him like once I started thinking about it.
Can you tell me the year Russell Westbrook was drafted?
That would be 2008, 7? Eight. Was it eight?
I want to say yes.
I want to say it was eight. I'm going with eight. Maybe nine.
2008?
Eight, yeah.
Hmm. Eight. Did Oklahoma City, were they around yet? Did they draft him?
I believe he was their first draft pick. I believe they just relocated. Because I think they just had 1 year of Durant.
I'm going to go with North Carolina.
Oof. You are on the complete wrong coast. Oof. Wow, what a loss.
Damn it, UCLA?
UCLA, too late.
Oh,
You lost.
What about James Harden?
James Harden?
Oh, no. He's doubling down. He's trying to go. He's going to run through the whole Oklahoma City thing.
Where did this didn't start with this kind of a – where did we go?
He's going with really big names, though. This is really sad, Cody. You are on the ropes. James Harden.
Let's see. James Harden. Where did he go to college? What year was James Harden drafted?
He would be the year after, I think, right? Wasn't he 2009? Yeah. I want to say he was right after.
2009?
Yeah, he was the year after. They nailed two top five picks
Man,
in a row.
I don't remember.
Oh, jeez.
I don't remember this stuff.
Oh, no. You shouldn't have got the game started. You knew you couldn't handle Cam in this.
No, I never.
And he's going back with
back
to back top five picks and MVPs. He's going with MVPs.
I think it's more impressive, honestly, that I knew Paul Posluszny. Jesus, James
Just
Harden.
For the record, James we don't Harden. Know if you knew Paul Posluszny. I think you did, but
I remember. Of course I knew where he – why would I even know the name if I didn't know where he played? Where
– This is a bad look for you, Cody.
Let's see. James Harden.
Oh, no.
No beard.
No beard. You are correct. He had no beard in college.
It was a red team.
It was a red team.
Okay, you're getting there.
I don't mean to be giving clues, but I feel like
thinking
he's on the
right. I'm thinking of the old pictures because I remember seeing, like, for some reason, one time I Googled James Harden with no beard. And, like, I remember seeing him in college. Oh, James Harden, where did he play?
Where did he play?
There's so many people in the audience right now just screaming.
I would say most of our audience probably doesn't know this question.
They're saying this big, fat idiot.
I think they probably knew.
Thank God he's only here three more days.
I would say they probably knew Russell Westbrook, but they probably don't know this one. And I'm not even sure that they knew Russell Westbrook, to be honest.
Seton Hall.
Oh, I thought you said they were red. And on the and I thought you said
so
the West.
So it's the West Coast. Stanford?
No.
I mean, you're warmer than Seton Hall. Arizona State.
Really?
Yep.
He was a Sun Devil. He went there to party. James Harden looked around and said, I want to go where the nicest looking girls are that like to party. And he got to Tempe and was like, this is the answer here. This is where I'm going. And James Harden has been living that lifestyle ever since.
I don't think it's that bad that I don't know. As a guy who doesn't really follow the NBA that much.
You need to go back to the well. Come on, you got to get Cam. Go back to some mid-2000. Tiger Woods?
I thought it was my turn.
Okay, that's true. It is his turn.
Where did Tiger Woods go to college?
Stanford.
Stanford, that's right.
I'll go ahead and say it. He can't ask you next time.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Let's see one that I know.
That the audience probably needs to know it. That's how you get points here.
Kevin Simon. Football linebacker.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I know he's a linebacker.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got him.
Oh,
now.
No.
I got him now.
Was Kevin Simon a big NFL player?
I don't know. But,
I don't think he
– He was drafted, I think.
Yeah, but he's just he currently works for the Atlanta Falcons.
Ooh. Well, there was Kevin was better.
He is
remember?
An NFL scout for the Atlanta Falcons.
There were two Kevins at once.
Kevin Simon.
He was selected in the 7th round of the 2006 NFL draft, so I don't think this is...
He was drafted. Big draft pick. He's an important member of his team. I know that.
Front office of the Falcons.
Again, I don't know if this name is very big and the NFL career wasn't there.
I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Good guess.
Oh, wow,
okay.
Cam.
Okay.
Good guess.
Cam got it.
There.
Yeah.
I think we were giving him some clues with the whole, you know.
Well, when you realize he wasn't very good.
I heard somebody whisper, it's in this market, you know, so.
No, I was just thinking about, like,
all right, give me another one. Give me another one. I'll get this one.
Maybe go football.
Damian Lillard.
That's not a very good one.
Maybe
go
football.
Yeah, go football. I'll get football.
I'm trying to be a fair host here.
TJ Ushipanzada. Remember him?
Is that Oregon State?
Oh, I have no idea. I just remember that name.
Yeah, he was Oregon State.
Boom.
him and, yeah.
So far, I've gotten all these right, just for the record.
Oh, football.
I'm the real winner here.
It's a good one. I don't know.
Cam's choking on even giving a name.
James Conner.
Michigan State.
Oh, no, Cody. Oh, jeez. Oh, in the
Pitt.
Game.
Pitt.
Too late.
No, he's at Pittsburgh now. James Conner?
Yeah.
Was not Michigan State?
No. Ugh.
Wisconsin?
No.
Somewhere in the Big Ten.
No. Ugh. What is wrong with you?
Calm down.
This is embarrassing. I'm dying over here from secondhand embarrassment right now.
I was thinking of Le'Veon Bell.
You know what? I'll give you another running back, huh?
It was Kareem, Pitt, but you said that second.
You see,
so I got it. Yeah.
No, you didn't. You said Michigan
State. Yeah, I did.
You said Michigan State.
I was thinking of Le'Veon
Bell. You
could
have Kareem Hunt then.
I was thinking of Le'Veon Bell.
Kareem Hunt? This one's low on the radar of things people would get right and name value. So this is – Cam's going for a easy, like, 2 points here versus a home run. Do you know it? Kareem Hunt, do you know it? Do you know it?
What year did he come out?
I mean, he was a rookie, like, 2 years ago.
I want to say Pac-12.
You're close.
Somewhere in the West.
No, you're off. Like, I don't know if we're allowed to give you, like, clues and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
you're allowed.
It's not the
It's not the Pac-12. No.
It's in the West,
no,
though.
No.
Sort of.
No.
Midwest.
It's not.
Kind of.
No.
Definitely not the South.
Another one that I know that.
He got dropped in 2017.
Yeah, I was going to say his rookie, what, 2 years ago?
I don't remember where he went.
Toledo, right?
Toledo.
Yep. Yeah. I'm so good at this game.
Good guess.
Wow. I'm undefeated. Never lost.
That's a good guess.
Wasn't a guess.
I mean, it seems like a good guess.
I mean, it wasn't
the
a guess.
The fact that you didn't know it. And then
no,
you
I mean,
it.
I 100% knew it. It was no guess. It ain't no guess. It's what it's going to be.
Sean Alexander.
Oh.
Ooh.
League MVP, right? League MVP, cover of Madden. This could get Cody back in the game.
Yeah, this is. Ooh.
This could get Cody back in the game, just for the record. I know this one as well.
Ooh.
Still undefeated.
I gotta think about it.
Still never lost.
Sean Alexander.
Wow.
Whoa, I know this. Sean Alexander. Sean Alexander.
I'm afraid he actually knows it, and he's just putting off
he's
like he doesn't know it. No. Oh, yeah, he is. I see that.
You gotta get, that's how you got
what's going on?
That's how I got the Kevin Simon.
What's going on?
That's how I got the Kevin Simon. I should know this one.
This is embarrassing. League MVP. I don't know if he was an All-American in college. He was probably close to an All-American in college, right?
I know he played for the Seahawks.
Did he win a Heisman?
No.
No, he didn't.
I'm going to have to give you 10 seconds, Cam.
I'm pretty sure it's Alabama.
Yeah, he's got, clearly.
Phone's over here.
Clearly. Yeah, he's cheating. All right, Cam, one more. Gino Toretta. Gino Toretta. Heisman winner.
I don't know this one.
I don't think I know this one either.
How about that?
I'm going to go Notre Dame. Just
good, good guess.
I was like, so if he's a Heisman winner, I was like, he's got to be old school and it's got to be Notre Dame. I
hate to see it for Cody.
He just guessed all those. It's not fair.
<key. laughs> I was pretty sure I did the Sean Alexander one.
This is.
I was worried.
This is tough.
No, SEC he actually played at Miami. Ooh. Gino Toretta played at Miami.
Oh, oof! I mixed up my Catholics and convicts.
Classic mistake. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
We know everyone has some pent up.
Really disappointed in Cody.
I'm disappointed in myself, John. I typically am.
I'm disappointed about the Russell Westbrook one.
Yeah, I feel like Cam should have got Paul Posluszny too. So
yeah, I did box.
How did he not get Paul Posluszny?
I used to love that Penn State team. Him and Tomba Ali, those are my guys.
Yeah, Tomba was the defensive end, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, once you started talking NFL, I was like, defense. Oh, I definitely know that guy.
Yeah,
because I remember his Jacksonville days.
Them being Ohio State in the whiteout game was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was a classic game.
I was supposed to get us like exempt from a test in AP Western History or Western Civ. What is it? What are those called?
Western Civ?
Some AP, maybe Western Civ class. I made
Humble
a bet with the teacher.
The AP.
I was the only person in there like getting C's. I don't know. It was a terrible idea.
Did they give you those 10-point bumps? So
I'll take the I don't know if we got the 10-point bumps, but we got like an extra like 0.04 on the GPA, but I got a C in the class. I was like completely like backfired on what I was trying to do. But all my friends were in the class, then I realized all my friends were smarter than me and like school more than me.
Yeah.
It was a fun class though. Yeah. But I just never did good on the test or anything.
Yeah, those were my favorite classes, learning about the world, like civilizations and histories and stuff.
Me and the teacher had made a bet on Ohio State, Penn State that year, and I won, but I think we still had to take the test, and I was first time I saw that the world was cruel and not everyone keeps their word.
Your first instance of somebody not paying up on their bet.
Yep. Yeah.
Was that the Orange Bowl year, or did that come
that was
later?
That was the year they played Florida State, and I guess that was
in the Orange
Bowl.
Yeah. That was because that
was
Paternal Bowden. Yeah. Which is pretty legendary for its time.
Yep.
Those two guys going at it.
Michael Robinson. I loved Michael Robinson. He was a quarterback.
The receiver.
Michael Robinson was a quarterback.
The black quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying he's a black quarterback.
He's the quarterback who played
fullback. There weren't as many of
he's
them
He's the
then.
Quarterback who played fullback, I believe, in the NFL.
He did?
Yeah. I believe he played fullback in the NFL.
Hmm.
With the 49ers for a handful of years.
He was number 13, right?
That I don't know.
See, I
You've
read
lost
a book.
You've lost me on the number now.
Let me see. I read a book.
They did have a good wide receiver that year.
Hey, he's number 12. I was close. He was a big guy, too.
No, he played fullback in the NFL.
He was I read a book about Paterno when I was like in middle school. It was like 05 or something. I read a book, like his whole biography. Little did I know all the new information that would later come out, but at the time I remember
off on that book for some more stuff to come out.
I remember at the time though, like I was really into Penn State football just because I happened to be reading about Paterno, like learning about him. Like Tennessee was always my team. But
one of my best friends in high school had just moved down from Pennsylvania, so I rooted for Penn State with him. I rooted for all my friends to be happy, and it just so happened that like when my friends all moved, like when I made new friends, like I started helping root for their teams, like they all started winning. like the Giants, the New York football Giants, won a Super Bowl and beat the Patriots. And my best buddy AJ's from New York, so that was an easy bandwagon to jump off of. I was getting to root for Penn State. That was cool. Meanwhile, my team's kind of stunk for a little bit, so it was a nice little thing to be able to jump off of. Although in 07, we made the SEC championship.
Why do they refer to them as the New York football Giants, but they don't refer to San Francisco as the San Francisco baseball Giants?
Did the Giants not used to be in New York?
Yeah, they did. I'm just wondering why that name stuck, but now they don't.
Because now there's
San
only
Francisco that.
There's only one
San Francisco. Yeah, so you might as well just call them the Giants now. They're separated now.
Like, I know, but they've never been the San Francisco baseball Giants.
I know. I just – New York's going to call their team that. Like, been that, though.
I'm just saying they've never been that. So why
they are now.
No, they're just the Giants.
You don't have to shoot down every
– I don't shoot down every. I've let you do all your impressions today. And I've
everything I say, you don't have to just condemn.
That's the first time I've shut down anything today.
It was just a little, you know, I thought maybe, hey, why not? Why don't we call it the, you know, the Atlanta baseball Hawks, basketball Hawks, you know?
They do call them the basketball club. The Atlanta Hawk Basketball Club is what they call them. They
definitely not a club you'd want to be in if you like winning.
I'm not.
See where the Braves got Yasiel Puig?
To a Bears fan, talk about winning.
I'm not a Bears fan, but hey, 85 Super Bowl. Yes,
I did see the Braves.
Yasiel Puig
signed. Yasiel Puig.
How about that?
Between Yasiel Puig and Ron Acuna and Ozuna and Albies, they have a very Latin and fun, exciting team. And
Chipper Jones would be pissed.
Chipper Jones and Brian McCann would be upset. They would not appreciate that. It is a pretty big difference in culture that they had in the, you know, late 2000s. What do you call it? The first decade of the 2000s. What do you call that? Just the 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Right. Yeah, and then I guess the 2010s. I guess
I always say the teens.
The teens.
And now we're in the 20s. The roaring 20s. Really off to a hot start.
I mean, it's just like the old 20s, you know.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere and drink alcohol. It's a
this
disease,
does seem
depression.
Like, it does seem like kind of a similar time period to, like, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Because you had the Spanish flu then.
Yep.
And then, you know, you had World War One going on. And I'm sure there were some other things.
Yeah, there was a lot going on back then.
You have any thoughts on Yasiel Puig to the...
You know, the Braves are going to be a contender. I expect them to be the Dodgers' biggest contender.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
in the NL.
Know if it's because Yasiel Puig is on the team.
No, not necessarily. But I mean,
it makes them more fun, though.
Yeah, they're.
I think that team will fight somebody this year. I think there will be a fight.
I like fights.
I think there will be a fight somewhere between Puig and Acuna, and something will go down there.
Fight, Latinos and the whites.
A little news for you that I'd appreciate D.R. Vol for sending it in. Amarius Mims, you remember him?
The big lineman.
Yes. Yep.
Has committed to?
No commitment, just released his top six.
Okay.
Alabama.
Sure.
Auburn.
Okay.
Florida State.
Oklahoma.
Georgia. And Florida.
Oh.
Just kidding. Tennessee instead.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, yeah, you did.
Big dumb idiot.
You had me on the hook there.
Big dumb idiot.
It was right in my lip. You got the hook right in my lip.
Hook, line,
sinker. I can't
even
speak.
Hour two in the books, hour three on deck.
Hey, it's